Come in whenever you want, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Shenhui stares at the Giant's door. He should go in. There's no reason to hesitate. Giant has made it clear that he's welcome whenever he wants. Shenhui startles slightly at the sound of an inquisitive meow from the floor. He'd been so intent on Giant's door that he hadn't even noticed that Jing's arrival. That's an unforgivable lapse in his focus. If he was still... But he isn't still in a war. He hasn't been for a very long time. Touching, Shenhui acknowledges quietly, worrying that if he speaks any louder, Zhaoyunlan might hear him from inside his apartment. I have some food for you if you want, he says, heading for his own door. He'd had to rebuy the apartment after they'd come back. Zhaoyunlan had told him he didn't need to, that he'd be happy to let Shenhui live with him, but Shenhui couldn't impose on him like that. Luckily, his former apartment had still been free. Daqing hesitates for a moment, looking back at Zhaoyunlan's door before predictably following Shenhui. Daqing will rarely, if ever, say no to food. Shenhui heads straight for the kitchen, taking out some of the food he'd made earlier from the fridge. Zhaoyunlan hadn't been home, so there had been no one to eat it. Now that Zhaoyunlan is home, Shenhui had meant to cook for him, but he'd just hesitated on going inside. Why were you staring at Lao Chao's door? Daqing asks as he watches Shenhui warm the food for him. Shenhui freezes for a split second before he quickly resumes his movement, hoping that the cat will be too focused on the food to notice anything else. How long were you standing there? Daqing asks, clearly not having missed Shenhui's reaction. Not long, Shenhui says, not looking at Daqing. It's true, he hadn't been there for long. Okay, I'm sure I don't want to know, but why were you standing there? Daqing asks, a note of exasperation in his voice. Shenhui would have preferred it if he hadn't asked. But now that he has, Shenhui should say something. It's Daqing. They're hardly strangers, and Daqing... Do you remember Kunlun? Shenhui asks, instead of answering, and then finally sets down a plate of food in front of the cat sitting on the table. Daqing uncharacteristically hesitates. More than I used to, he says, after a moment, before finally tucking into the food. Shenhui sighs and pulls out a chair to sit down. For a moment he watches Daqing eat. For Zhaoyunlan it's all fresh, Shenhui says awkwardly. He's not entirely sure what he's trying to say. He hasn't tried putting any of it into words. I'm not him anymore. I'm not the man Kunlun learned to know, he says, the words feeling like they might choke him. Daqing lifts his head up from the food and stares at Shenhui for a moment. His ears flick, and his tail twitches with irritation. Are you still thinking about that? It's been months now. I'm pretty sure even Lao Chao knows by now. Daqing says with a scoff before his head dips back down into the food. Then he stops and looks up again, his ears laying flat against his head. Did Lao Chao say something? You know he's an idiot, right? He loves you, Daqing says, and then lowers his head and starts eating again, leaving Shenhui feeling like... He does? Shenhui asks, his voice so choked the words barely make sense. Daqing's head jerks up and he stares at Shenhui in blatant disbelief. He hasn't told you? Daqing asks, his voice a bit shrill. He really is an idiot, he mutters under his breath, and then with a scoff returns to eating like all of this is just too much for him and he can only find comfort in food. Shenhui stares at him wordlessly for a moment. He swallows dryly. Zhaoyunlan is probably hungry. I should go make sure he's eating too, Shenhui says faintly. Then he just sits there for a moment before finally getting up and heading to the apartment across the hall. Shenhui knocks on the door. He has to wait for a moment before Zhaoyunlan opens the door. He can feel his heart beating in his throat. Shen Wei, Jialin says, smiling delightedly as he sets eyes on Shen Wei, followed almost immediately by a small frown. You know you can just come in whenever you want. There's no need to knock, he adds. Warmth spreads through Shen Wei, his heart retreating back to where it belongs, even if it's still beating faster than usual. I know, he says, smiling at the Jialin. The end.